Wow.
I know really terrible people. Everyone I know is, they're basically terrible people, you included. Mostly a terrible person.
He has heart, though. He has heart.
Deep down. You know what, though? He doesn't believe in love. Did you ever know that about him?
No, he does.
No, he doesn't, though.
He's just lonely.
Let me ask you something.
When you're lonely, you start saying horrible things.
I've got the litmus test right here. Are you ready for this? Okay.
It doesn't.
You take a woman out to dinner.
Yes.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You like this girl, let's say.
I do. If I'm taking out to dinner, probably.
Absolutely. You take her to this great place.
Surf and turf.
You didn't know she was a vegetarian. You took her to Surf and Turf. You don't know she's a vegetarian. So she's just eating bread.
She can eat a fucking salad. How hard is it?
This guy's not going to pass the litmus test. You don't believe in love either. Okay, so she decides only to eat bread the whole night. She cracks her tooth on some sort of seed that magically cracks teeth. I don't know what kind of seed that is.
Like
that would be on bread, right?
Superpowered.
I'm guessing I'm not getting any.
Okay, well, no. So here's what you do. You're all apologetic and stuff.
Well, yeah, that'd be very painful.
You go to take her to find an all-night dentist.
Okay.
Logically, right? Of course. That's what everyone would do. You find one. He's so drunk that he fixes the wrong tooth. Do you think that that's adorable from the woman's viewpoint or not?
No.
You're just lucky and you don't believe in love. Haven't you seen Face Off? That's what happens in Face Off. That's how... I can't believe you don't believe in love either.
Like Nicolas Cage, crazy love?
No, like John Travolta, crazy
He's
love.
He's crazy fuck, too.
Exactly.
I don't think I'd take dating advice from either one. Though
Kelly Preston?
Kelly Preston was a hottie, in fact.
Totally.
She gave the full frontal and Mischief.
That's right.
You know, if I was her, I wouldn't have given up a lifetime of heterosexual sex just to marry John Travolta. I don't know what women's sex drives her life, but assuming she doesn't have a guy on the side, which I don't know, if when you marry a gay Scientologist...
The man's a dancer. I'm sure that's all it took.
Oh, and let the record stand. I do, in fact, understand love on an intellectual level.
But you believe in it?
I don't know. I haven't really been in love, so I can't really believe in it.
Okay, you take a dinner out to surf... You take her out to Surf and Turf.
No, I understand the idea...
Listen, I'm going to ask you a question.
Zach, there's one thing that really bothers me about this. Is to truly be in love with somebody, it's got to go past fucking like a dinner date.
No, I understand that.
Like
but
years.
But this
he's
is
talking about this being this being the clinching
this
moment.
This is the spark that ignites the love. You see what I mean?
Basically.
So let me ask you something.
Yeah.
This is what would you do? This is a choose your own adventure book.
Choose my own adventure?
You take a woman out to Surf and Turf. She's a vegetarian. You didn't know it. She cracks her tooth on some bread. If you get pissed off and end the date right there, turn to page 98.
No, I don't get pissed off and
if you
walk
go
away
drive,
from somebody that's
go
hurt.
Try to find an all-night dentist, which doesn't exist, by the way.
Yeah, I know it doesn't
and
exist.
And finds a drunk one, which wouldn't
you'd
happen.
You'd go to the emergency room if it
go
was
to
a big
page
deal.
123.
Yeah, you go to the emergency room and you help it out. But the thing is, here's what I actually would do. It's Kobayashi Maru, I'm sorry, but you'd be like, oh, well, okay, you don't want to eat here? That's fine. Let's go find someplace else. That's what I would do.
But no, that was the thing. She was too polite to say anything about it. You had already ordered.
Mm-hmm.
She orders something also. You notice she's not eating it. At that point, she's like, sheepishly, well, I'm kind of a vegetarian. I didn't want to say anything. I'm sorry.
Okay, so you set the
you I know you personally would be pissed off that she didn't give you this information. You would find a way to huff and puff about it.
I wouldn't do that in the context of a date.
That's not true.
Uncomfortable.
Ian would piss all over himself. He'd be a total gentleman. I guarantee
you. No, I guarantee
you.
He
really would.
He would be like...
You've never seen Ian where he's pulling his mother hen role?
The only role I've ever seen him in is mother hen. That's the only role I've ever
What's
seen.
What's your basis for this shit?
Is that his mother hen role is being
exasperated. Like if I recommended the restaurant, but not the chick.
No, I'm not saying he wouldn't flip out on her, but he would go something like this, be like, well, this is ruined. Well, this was great. Well, sorry. Yeah, I guess I should have asked as simple a question as, do you eat meat? I mean, most people do, but I guess
maybe
you don't.
Maybe when he was like 17, he's grown up.
No, I would still do all that, but I would solve the problem of helping her get her tooth fixed.
I would hope not.
I would probably be saying that while in our 4-hour emergency room wait.
But here's the thing, the face-off...
Ian would hold her hand.
The face-off love-sparking litmus test is not really about what the man would do, because we already know what you would do.
You'd drive her to
find an all-night dentist. The question is, does the woman find it to be a cute anecdotal thing to remember years down the road, and think at the time that it's adorable.
Tooth pain, he'd be out because anything that would remind you of that kind of tooth pain.
Let's say would be a very bad let's moment. Say it was pain free tooth cracking, but yeah, it needed exactly. to be fixed because she looked like Jim Carrey in Dumb and Dumber.
Pain free when he was Mr. Gentleman, brought her flowers, and you know. Did a little foot massage and shit. Eating it.
Okay, that's the question, and you answered it correctly that time. So you believe in love, Ian. Ian thought that Joan Allen would have never talked to this guy.
But I can't kill those hormones.
Oh, I guess I can say is that, like, in my experience with women, I've done very little that was bad.
That you know of.
That I know of.
Besides your
and for the most part, women just want nothing. Demeanor. Just want nothing to do with me. So it could just be that my demeanor is so off-putting that it's worse than cracking a tooth. And which
your
case,
demeanor is
he,
worse
he never
than
took the lead.
In which case,
a lot of women want you to take the lead.
Well, okay, whatever that is. But in which case,
no, haven't people, you seen the movie Take the Lead?
Take the Leap, yeah, Quantum Leap. Sam Ziggy says.
Ziggy says, put it in the vagina. You put it in the wrong hole.
Do it now, Sam. Where was I going with that? Oh God, I had something. I was working with. Anyway, less painful than a tooth. Decay.
Do this now while you can. Ziggy says your next jump's going to be Abe Vigoda.
Learn how to dance.
I'm going to, yeah.
Oh, yeah, because when you dance, a girl knows that you know how to move your hips in a sexual manner as well.
That's a good point.
Right?
That's what you did, right?
No, I can't dance. It was just my...
your charisma.
My undying charisma. Unfailing charisma, I'd almost call it.
That's the key. Don't fail.
You can't meet me and not think, that guy... could move mountains with his smile.
Yeah. In and out, you can't see... But the crux of it, and this is whole back to the woo thing, the from years ago, mm-hmm. The crux is that if the woman wants to like the guy, she's going to. And if not, then she's not. There's really nothing the guy can do about that. He can be a decent human being and try to solve problems and so on.
That wasn't the issue, what you just said.
Mm-hmm.
She obviously liked him enough to go out with him.
Yeah.
You say yes if you're interested.
Or if you're just being nice.
No. You don't waste time on being nice.
True.
You don't waste time. You
that would be ideal,
you
wouldn't
you politely
it?
Blow them off.
Yeah.
To be nice, you politely blow someone off. You don't waste time going
That's
through
true.
The whole big date. So well, she had already the seed of, like, this could be the person. This could be a person that I could share a reasonable amount of my time with and possibly my life, et cetera, et cetera.
I think
so
she would
be think
a
that.
Crazy.
Joan Allen, yeah.
Joan Allen?
Yeah.
I always thought she was crazy.
Well, you wouldn't think so if you saw her neck.
Just from Pleasantville, I thought she was
hot. Oh, man. When she's all banging herself in the bathtub and then she becomes all colorful.
Yep. That did it for me.
Giving herself the shocker.
You imagine how intense that orgasm must have been?
Oh, my gosh, seriously.
How she could have accidentally done...
Well, I can't imagine since I think female orgasms are slightly different. Ian?
I read about
if
it.
If I could, I'd be a woman for a day just
heck
to experience
yeah,
the fuck.
Just to continually
because
get yourself off.
Because
like
I hear the G-spot orgasm is like the most intense thing ever. It's like
that would be tough because then you have to bang a dude.
Bang a dude. You can, they got toys for that shit.
Yeah, but then you have to be one of those toys that like...
Yeah,
has
you,
a curve
you can buy
like
those.
A melon
they sell them. I'd do it. I'd go that for science. I would do that.
For science?
For science. Do you imagine the papers I could write after that experience from a man's perspective?
Oh, yeah.
That would be some crazy earth mind-blowing shit.